Hi, I'm Tessa Hawley, one of the news editors at Manx Radio. Welcome to the Manx Newscast. You may have heard that TT 2023 will look different than TTs of days gone by, with shorter race days and more of them, racing on a Sunday and a senior TT on a Saturday. Yes, a Saturday. Government claims the changes will help sustain visitor numbers and promote growth, but not everyone is convinced.
Ladies and gentlemen, the senior TT winner for 2022, Peter Hickman!
A familiar face there announcing the winner of this year's senior TT, a race that was supposed to take place on Friday the 10th of June, but which was postponed until the day after due to the weather. But whilst weather affected play this year, Saturday seniors look set to become a part of history after government confirmed changes to future schedules. Qualifying for the 2023 TT will start on the bank holiday, Monday the 29th of May, and will be followed by four further practice sessions throughout the week. Six race days will then make up race week, including the senior TT race, which will run solo on Saturday the 10th of June. The Department for Enterprise claims changing the schedule will create two long weekend options for travelling fans, filling accommodation capacity and improving the offering for those travelling. But not everyone is convinced. Nigel Sperring runs Albany House Bed and Breakfast in Peel.
For self-catering people, they're not going to do that. They run on a two-week basis, Saturday to Saturday, and they run their 2 weeks or a week, so their change rounds is a Saturday. Now it's totally screwed them up because they've actually got to have a Saturday group coming in, and then obviously they're going to have people coming on a Sunday to change out the extra 2 days. People are not going to stay for another week. Why change something that's always worked for years and years and years and been very successful?
Feedback from two government consultations showed the majority of respondents were not in favour of Sunday road closures. Despite this, 2023 and beyond sees racing and contingency scheduled for, you guessed it, Sundays. Government says proposed road closures would come into force at 1 p.m, leaving ample time for attendance at church services. But Christian campaigner Peter Murcott is one of those unhappy with that change.
They put themselves in a win-win situation on this. If you don't get many respondents, they'll say, oh, well, you were the only one who protested, or there were very, very few people who were against it. That's the first thing they'll say. We now get where a substantial number of people are against it. What do we get? Well, we are still going to go ahead. They don't give a reason, though we can probably surmise that the consultation was largely meaningless. They just go ahead. So I'm afraid that the ones who are in power or take the decisions are in that win-win situation. The ordinary people, the public, whichever way the thing goes, they lose out. And it's long, long overdue that we had a little bit of real democracy in the Isle of Man.
The decision to race on a Sunday has led to concerns that businesses who rely on attracting TT fans away from the mountain course will be adversely affected. Andy Saunders runs Quids Inn in Douglas and is the chairman of the Licensed Fitlers Association.
I can see positives from this move. It would hopefully encourage a bit of a longer stay or a bit of a longer run at the end of TT. But I could definitely see deficits for it as well, in particular for the premises that aren't in the major accommodation block areas and aren't on the TT course. For example, how will it affect Peel Day? How will it affect Port Erin Day? How will it affect Ramsey Sprint? These are the kind of things that we need answers for. And they're all very, very important community projects that really help the towns around the island. There'll have to be some help from the government to make sure that these events are moved about and repositioned in a place where they can still generate the big turn up for trade. We want to support all of the hospitality businesses all around the island.
Bushy's founder Martin Brunchweiler told Manx Radio having shorter race days and more of them could prove advantageous to a hospitality sector that's had to cope without the event for 2 years due to COVID-19.
It's a tough one, and I think no matter what you do, you know, there'll be people who don't like it and others who back it.
If the days are shorter, then essentially more people may have more free time to spend time within pubs and restaurants.
I think traditionally we've always, in the hospitality, we've always wanted a mixture of weather because, you know, if it's if the weather's too good, then the bikers, they just spend the whole time riding around the island, and we don't see an awful lot of them until they park up in the evenings. Whereas if you get a mixture of rain and a few cancellations and a bit of it means that everybody gets a bite of the cherry. As you say, in theory, there could be some advantages.
Change by its nature won't please everyone, and as a result of the 2023 schedule, the post-TT races have now been canned. Carl Jockin runs the Mitre Hotel in Ramsey. He says all we can do is wait and see if government's plan is a success.
My concern is that hopefully the changes are better than the changes made to the Manx Grand Prix schedule, which weren't as effective or weren't as successful, in my opinion. Changing things when you've got such an established fan base that come every year, hopefully it adds something rather than upsets the apple cart with respect to our existing customers that come to the Isle of Man.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.